Before I get onto how to huddle, as I'm here and I've got a microphone, I just thought I'd share something else as well, which is slightly unscripted, but just kind of leading on from some of the themes of this morning about orphans becoming sons and daughters. I think God was just laying on my heart what I do is part of my job. So I'm a civil engineer. Part of what I do is represent contractors and developers that build stuff like roads and drains, and then we'll go and take that to councils and water boards and say, right, can you adopt this? We'll build roads and drains for a certain standard and offer it up for adoption to the council and, like Anglian Water. Can you take this on, please? Can you have ownership of this? And that can often be quite a difficult task if they'll come back and say, no, we're not going to adopt that. Your curb height's not big enough, or this drain's too shallow, or there's something kind of wrong with it. And a lot of the time, these kind of authorities can just say, nah, I'm not going to adopt that. Nah, there's some kind of fault. There's some kind of blemish or flaw with your design. We're not going to adopt it. And just how that just contrasts with how God is like, and just it will just adopt us. You know, you might think, well, actually, I feel like my curb height's not big anymore, really, you know, metaphorically speaking, just kind of, there's something wrong with me that, God's not going to offer me. Yes, he is. So, just thought I'd start with that. Okay. Helena, yes. Right, good morning, friends. I'm Ben. Most of you probably know who I am. If not, don't be shy. Come and say hi at the end. We are now on week 3 of how to. It's fallen to me to speak about how to huddle. Right, let's see if this works this week. Here he is. All right, good. Right, so what is a huddle? During the time I was preparing for this, I was speaking to some people from other churches, other church leaders, and saying, yeah, I'm going to speak on how to huddle. And they were like, what on earth? A huddle? What? So there's probably some of you here that is thinking, what is a huddle? So we're going to find out. So here are some visual ideas which might help us to understand what a huddle is about. Okay. So perhaps a huddle's a bit like this, where the team gather round to talk about how well it's going, to plan the next move. Perhaps it's a bit like this one. A huddle of people encouraging and strengthening one another through prayer. Perhaps it's a bit like this. An opportunity to help with challenges and to spur one another on. I think there's certainly a facet of huddles in each of those. So that's what huddles are, perhaps. Perhaps is the next 3 slides of things that huddles might not necessarily be. Let's have a look at these. So we're not talking about huddles as a social activity. Yes, by all means, out of huddling and meeting up, you can do social activities should you wish to meet up with others and go to the snooker hole and play pool and drink nut brown ale whilst wearing funny hats, that's fine, but that's not the primary focus of huddling. Let's look at the next one. This is a huddle, yes. A mighty huddle of penguins, just included to suggest that if that's your huddle, there might be a few too many people in your huddle. This more looks more like a congregation than a huddle. And finally, we have, this is a huddle as well. We're not going to be talking about too much about this kind of huddle. Unless, of course, you want to get one of these, you exchange me your club card vouchers, one of these lovely Tesco Android handsets, and you put your Bible app on them, and you read some encouraging scripture, and you go along to a friend and say, yes, this, I want to encourage you with that. You are most welcome to do that at a huddle. So a huddle is then, it's a small group of people meeting regularly to encourage, strengthen one another through prayer and to pray for others. That's what we're calling it here at Ocean Community Church. Other churches have got similar kind of things, so I've heard it other names, things like running mates or running partners. So there's other churches that do it sort of slightly differently, but yeah, a huddle is what we're calling it here. Okie dokie. So you might have some other questions at this point? Here they are. So, who? Who can? Who might be part of a huddle? So we're looking at groups of twos, threes, fours. Typically, there might be gentlemen and ladies meeting up together, but there are some huddles I'm aware of as well where there's sort of a pair of married couples meeting up. So that would be who. When might you meet up? We're looking at every 2, 3, 4 weeks, that kind of interval. If you meet more often than that, you might be overcommitting yourself. And if you meet less frequently than that, then you're probably losing a slight sense of momentum. So every 2 to 3 to 4 weeks, that would be great. Where? Where might you huddle? This building is a fine place to huddle, as long as you huddle with someone who might have keys. Yeah, it can be in the home or a coffee shop or out walking somewhere. I'm sure you can find somewhere that would be, yeah, to huddle. And for how long? So this depends how many people you've got in your huddle. If you've just got a couple of people, then if you're trying to fit in with a busy schedule, then half an hour might be enough. But typically, you're sort of looking about sort of 45 minutes to an hour. If you've got the time to do it, then obviously, by all means, spend longer doing this. I know personally that, if there was some kind of church bylaw that says all huddles must be at least 2 hours long, then it wouldn't work for me. I wouldn't be able to do that. It just, for me, it's like an hour and it fits in, and that just enables that to happen. Okay, let's look at what the purpose of a huddle is. So at Elsham Community Church, we're looking at the three key attributes. You could call it the DNA of what a huddle is here. We're looking at discipleship, nurturing, and accountability. So discipleship, this can happen in various different situations, and a huddle is one of these such places. And this verse in Hebrews is a key verse in this respect. Hebrews 10:24. Let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. And equally, I think you could sort of tag on to the end of that in terms that you could spur another on in faith, in witness, and any number of things. At this point, I'm going to get some brownie points from Peter if I say that discipleship is part of the vision in here. It's discipling others, and discipleship is all part of this. Our reach, restore, and release, that's integrated into that. Okay. Oh, yeah, we got it. Nurturing. Key verse I've got here is 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Encourage one another and build one another up. That's quite a simple thing I think we can all do. Just meeting together, encouraging one another, caring for each other, supporting one another. I think we can all do that. And accountability. So this is all about developing quality friendships where there's openness, there's honesty, you're sharing the highs and lows of life, there's disclosure where you can kind of be real with friends and just say, actually, I've got this, can we sort of talk about this? It's a place where you can do all those things. And the verse I've found that kind of covers this is in Proverbs 12:15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. Primarily might see in the Bible wisdom coming from God and wisdom from his word, but there's also places as well where it says in the Bible about wisdom coming from sharing problems with other people, just talking to them and just sharing the things of life with them and seeing what they say. Okay, things to talk and pray about. Okay, what is God saying? This is pretty much what Marshall was talking about last week. It was a fine Sunday morning last week. If you weren't here for that, then this is already on the church website. You can go along to that and download it. So that's great. Marsh was talking on how to hear from God, and various ways that you can do that. But for me, kind of what God is saying is that God speaks in different ways, and it can be just things like you're reading your Bible and suddenly go through the Psalms or the Gospels and you get this, it's like, whoa, this verse jumps out of you like you've been hit in the face of the newspaper. And it's like, wow, this is great, you know. And you just feel inspired, like, right, I've got this. I need to go and share it. Where can I share it? Yeah, take that along to a huddle and just go, guys, look at this. Just get excited about what God's saying in that respect. And that'd be great. What is God doing? This is all about what is God doing? Answers to prayers, testimonies. God is moving, isn't he? It was great hearing about John's hamstring this morning. There's been various testimonies about knees and just other things being healed. It's just come to your huddle and just say, yeah, my God, he's done this for me this week. I've had this kind of breakthrough. I've had this situation resolved. And or if it's some kind of healing again, just say, yeah, my God has done this for me. Encourage people and just, yeah, about what God's doing and just be thankful for what God is doing because he's doing a lot. Struggles and challenges. You might have a really peachy life that's just kind of A-OK and you think, yeah, that's all right. I've got no struggles. I've got no challenges. Sooner or later, there is going to be some kind of crisis, whether you like it or not. And that could be now or that could be around the corner. At some point, you'll go, all right, I need some people to get with me, to sort of to get my back and just to support me and to be with you. And a huddle is a great place where you can say, right, I've got this, and you can bring it and just say what it's all about. And then just for the duration of how long that struggle is, people are then with you and they're supporting you and they're with you in prayer and until there is some kind of breakthrough or there's the healing or whatever it needs to be. So that's something great you can do in a huddle. Personal growth. This can be things that you're looking at in your Christian walk. You could be trying to develop different parts of your character or spiritual gifts. An example for me might be, this might sound slightly strange, I'm here, I'm talking in front of you all, but I've worked in various different spiritual gifts. I can prophesy and bring some tongues, but not going to lie, I do get slightly scared at the prospect of, say, on a Sunday morning in this place, bringing the tongue and then an interpretation. What if I get it wrong? What if it doesn't work out? Oh, no, oh, no. So, but could I do that in a huddle and just with a few people around me go, right, I want to try and work on this spiritual gift. I want to try and, yeah, see how this works. And it's a bit of a safe space to try out some of these things. That's something you can do in a huddle. Looking out for others. So, yeah, it's key and it's great to everyone that's in your huddle to pray with them, seeing where they're at, seeing what they need prayer and help for. Praying for them, great. But also be outward looking. Look around and I can look around here and I'm aware of sort of church news and current affairs and different people that need prayer for different things. There's the weekly email on the Wednesday that comes out from the church with, you know, can you pray for this, ... at the end of it. Just be aware of things that are happening in the church body and be mindful of those and pray about them when you meet up. Okay. Here is a case study on how the Dawsons do things. So how do I do huddles? I'll start with me first. So typically be a morning before work, so midweek, say about 7 o'clock. That can be at the back in the church office there. It can be at home. So we'll start with a cup of tea, because we're British, and we'll kind of meet up and we might share some things and just, or might share what we've been reading in the Bible or something that's sort of jumped out at us. Sharing life and just things that we're sort of struggling with or kind of we need sort of prayer for. And there's a sense of kind of, we'll sort of come in a bit like kittens and we'll kind of come out like lions. I know, as I said, actually that really sets us up for the day that we can share things like, you know, we've come here, we're going to pray, and then we're going to go into the workplace. And there might be things we're thinking of and going, right, this is going to be a really tricky thing at work today. Let's pray for that, and that can really set us up, knowing that we've given those things over to God to just really, see some kind of breakthrough in. So that'll be about an hour. And then we're off and we're gone to work. Jen does things with her sort of group slightly differently. So they might meet up on a Tuesday, about lunchtime, have some lunch together, all quite sophisticated, enjoying lovely salads. That's all great. But then they'll share life and they'll kind of go through things. There might be children running around in the background with tractors and trains and things, but that's cool. Different mums might kind of come at different times and leave at different times, but they're still meeting up and they're still saying, this is a struggle, can we pray for these things? And yeah, praying with each other, and then they go on. Okay. So start to conclude, one last important verse I came across was this one in Proverbs. Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. So you might be quite comfortable, might be thinking, actually, yeah, I'm all right, perhaps I don't need to huddle, I'm just going to come along on a Sunday and that's kind of enough. So, okay, or perhaps you could be huddling. Perhaps you could be this iron sharpening iron. Perhaps you could be in a place where you're supported. Perhaps you could be in a place where the word of God is read, where there's prophetic things happening, where there's encouragement and there's growth, there's strengthening. You're moving forward in your faith adventure. And it's a bit like being on that boat, this kind of sense of adventure, forwarding your Christian walk. That's kind of one of the reasons why I go along to huddles. It's just, it's kind of moving things along. It's kind of getting involved in all these things that you can do as part of your Christian walk. So, I encourage you to huddle. I would bring your attention to... There's this leaflet which Simon has produced, which he did suggest he would print off some copies of this morning. This is a... Okay, there, that way. There's a little booklet on how to huddle. This covers many of the things that I've just gone through just now. So by all means, take that away if you need a bit of a recap on some of the things I've said. And that's pretty much me done. So I'm going to hand over to Simon, who's just got a few comments to make from the eldership's perspective on huddles. Okay.
Thank you, Ben. Fantastic. Just so helpful. So helpful and practical and encouraging. So last count, I think there are about 14 different huddles at the moment meeting in the church. And I would just like to really back up what Ben said and just encourage you, if you're not already meeting in a huddle, to think about that and how that might bless you. We just feel they're an incredibly helpful vehicle through which we can grow, we can bless one another, we can strengthen one another. As a church, those of you that are regular attenders and members here will know that we're in a season where we've said our number one priority outside of Sunday mornings are our times of prayer and fasting on Wednesdays each week. And we just feel that's something God has put on our heart, without a time scale at the moment, but just something we feel we just need to continue to give ourselves to. So that's going to be continue to be the case. So again, we would say, if you feel you can only give yourself to one thing outside of Sunday morning, we would encourage you, please try and make it our weekly Wednesdays of prayer and fasting. But we do also have huddles, and we do also have life groups as kind of really helpful ways that as family together, we can connect with one another outside of Sunday, and we can just encourage and build one another up and spur one another on. So I would just endorse everything that Ben shared this morning. And just say, if you want to grab a leaflet, just to kind of take home with you and read over again, they're out in the foyer. If you've got any questions about huddling, anything you kind of still feel, I'm not quite sure about that or how that works, how that will work, then please come and speak to myself. Really be happy to talk that through with you. But also, if you're thinking, well, I'd quite like to be in a huddle, but I'm really not sure who I might be able to huddle with, and you're kind of struggling with that, again, just come and have a word with me. We would love, as a leadership, to kind of help you kind of plug into and get into a huddle. So please come and speak to me. So thank you, Ben. That was just so helpful this morning.